Hi, welcome to another episode of Bill Selleck Talks. My name is Bill Selleck, and this is me talking. This is a special series that I'm introducing here, the first in, I probably should have looked at the numbers, maybe 10, 12 episodes? They're going to be double episodes. It's like a concept album, but as a podcast. So, we are here, the 15th anniversary of my punk rock band's album, the one and kind of only like big album we did. The band was Rising Decline, which I think is an awesome name. And I got the idea for this podcast actually, because as I was recording this album, so this is back in 2002, we were recording in Santa Barbara at Orange Whip Studios. So if you listen to any punk rock music, pause this real quick and Google Orange Whip and you'll be like, oh my gosh, so many amazing bands, and so many great engineers there. I was interning there, and I think the takeaway from this episode is about why I ended up being an intern at Orange Whip. So in 2002, as we were recording our episode, Joey Cape from Lagwagon. So first of all, if you don't know Lagwagon, for a long time they were my favorite band. So the fact that I just get to talk about when I was hanging out with Joey, that in and of itself is pretty rad for me, but may not mean anything to you, so I'll get to the point. He was asked by Rolling Stone magazine to write a little reflection on Nirvana's Nevermind. It was the 10-year anniversary of that. I was like, huh, I guess people want to like talk about music and albums and like the significance of it. I remember thinking how long 10 years was. He was writing something up, and here we are 15 years after that, me talking about the 15-year anniversary of a less significant album. And it just kind of blows my mind. So I thought we'd just run with it. I'll put out a podcast kind of talking about the episode in the same way that like the West Wing Weekly does. They'll be like, here's the episode of the West Wing. And then here we are talking about that episode for an hour. But it'll be much, much shorter. And again, there's not a throng of fans waiting to hear the behind the scenes of the Rising Decline album, Socially Acceptable Disaster. And yet, I think there's a lot of interesting stories, a lot of lessons learned, and as I do with nearly everything in life, connect it with something in either education or technology or education technology. And I think the education technology is really the takeaway from just this whole album and how it became. So in 2002, and when I graduated college a couple years before that, the way you were able to record music is if you either spent a lot of money to be in a recording studio or you worked in a recording studio. And so that's what I got my degree in, because I really wanted to be good at recording music and I wanted access to gear to be able to record music. And so what did you do? Clearly, you got an undergraduate degree in that field. And here I am in a backyard recording a podcast on my phone, right? Like, that's insane, isn't it? It should blow all of our minds that I'm recording a podcast that I can publish for anyone in the world to listen to for free. Like, the ability to think about something, record it. I'm not even going to edit it, but I could spend hours editing it if I wanted. But I find that makes me share a lot less stuff. So I try very hard against kind of all of my instincts to heavily edit these podcasts, and then publish. But I could do all of that from my phone, and that is amazing. I think that in and of itself should completely change what school looks like. The fact that every student that has a phone has a recording studio. And back in 2002, like, it wasn't that long ago, right? If you wanted people to hear your music, you would either hand out CDs and be like, hey, listen to this, which we did, and not a lot of people really were able to listen that way. Or you would play live, and, you know, we did that a lot too. And again, like, not that many people get to see it unless you're selling out arenas. Or you had a record company sign you, and then they would promote your material and share it out with the world. And at that point, you know, just in 2002, that was like the best way to get people to listen to your music. And now, any music you have, any video you have, any audio you have, anyone can hear it from anywhere. Anyone can see it from anywhere. And they're probably watching it on their phones in their backyards. And that's, God, that's extraordinary. So I definitely don't regret switching my major to music so that I would have access to recording gear. That part was a bit short-sighted. But the ability just to know what is possible, I think, is really interesting. And I'll touch on that, I think, in future episodes. So if we jump into some logistics here, if we may, and we may, because I get to do the talking and you get to do the listening, but you can comment and be like, dude, that was lame. I will put out kind of double episodes. So that means that I talk about it, and then I'm going to publish a second podcast kind of immediately, and that'll be just the song. So feel free to do what you want with that song. Share it out, listen to it, download it, and whatever. But that's going to be just like an unedited track one, and I'll talk a little bit about track one. And then the next episode, I will talk about track two, and then I will also release the track two from the album, which I think could be kind of interesting. So I don't know. Let me know if this is ridiculous, or if you think that this is amazing or brilliant or vaguely entertaining. I'm down for all of those. It's also interesting that, you know, podcast listening wise, the amount of people that can listen to an episode or listen to, you know, in this case, a song, you know, as a band, we were like, well, let's do a first press. We did 1,000 CDs. And that was like a big deal at the time to put out 1,000 CDs. And you can get 1,000 downloads. I don't want to say easily, but kind of easily, right? Like, it's not that hard. So it used to be crazy of, you know, not that long ago to have 1,000 compact discs that we were going to press and sell and buy, you know, ahead of time. Now it can just be like, upload iTunes, take a listen, and it's free. Like, that, that's crazy. I'm shocked that we as educators and as schools aren't doing so much more with students. Like, the ability to share their voices, to share their stories, to share, you know, their songs, their whatever, just anything aural. Like, it's so stinking easy. I really think that there's something to that. And if we go on a bit of a tangent, maybe rant, maybe not. God, like, what, of all the times to like double down, or not even double down, just to like get in the game, and you as an educator, as a human, start creating some audio content and having your students start to create content, I think this is the moment. Like, we're coming up where there are so many ways that we interact with audio in ways that, you know, just 2 years ago we sure didn't. Thinking about like Google Home, thinking about the Amazon Echo and Alexa, or whatever you want to call her, thinking about the Apple HomePod that will eventually come out. All of these things, like, we are using audio in ways we have not done in a very, very long time. You know, like, I think pre-TV is the only time I think audio was a significant, and that was a definitely one to many. Like, there's a handful of people being able to share content, and now any of us can share this content. If you haven't heard, a quarter of Google searches these days are done via voice, right? Like, that is crazy different. That has not, God, right? That should tell us something for sure. So yeah, like, now is the time to be hopping on audio, and I'm going to give it a go with this. So I guess without further ado, the first song that you're going to hear is, I was going to say the title track, but it very much is not the title track. It's called Graduation Song. Any guesses what it's about? It's about when our singer Brent graduated from college. And the interesting thing about this song, I think, is in the bridge. The bridge is that part that's a little bit different. Usually it's like verse, chorus, and there's something different in the bridge. I remember we were recording vocals. And by the way, when we recorded this album, we could only afford to do so in the graveyard shift. So we would start at 10 p.m. and we'd finish at 10 a.m. We did that for about a month. That's how we ended up actually recording it. And just about every night we would have dinner at 7-Eleven, which is so like punk rock of us, even though we were like the dorkiest guys ever. So as we were recording in the middle of the night, the bridge, you know, the way, maybe you don't know actually. So Brent sang and had, you know, you're like, you end up recording. I keep saying, you know, you don't know, you likely don't know. When someone is recording their voice, they sing it and you're like, yeah, that was pretty good. But this syllable was like a little flat or a little bit fast or a little bit slow. So you end up recording each line like 20 times until you get it just right. And we did that, and the particular sound we wanted it doubled. So he sang through it, and we got each syllable right after, you know, 20 takes of kind of each syllable. And I'm like, cool, let's double it, which means let's do it again. But once you have kind of a perfect take, you're able to actually go, and it's much easier to sing along and get like the double better. So we did that, and that was really cool. And like, yeah, that's the sound we want. Now let's add a voice above it. You know, it's called a harmony if you're a music person. It's actually called a harmony if you're not a music person too. So the pitch is higher up. And we tried that, and maybe that wasn't quite it. And then we went up a little bit higher, and that wasn't the right spot. And maybe, you know, we sing a little bit lower in pitch. And we went back and forth and tried all kinds of things. And then we just stopped for a moment and listened to it with just the double. And I was like, dude, that is it. Like, we need to just leave this alone. And I feel like so many times, here comes the technology connection, right? When we are doing like ed tech stuff, there is a need, particularly when you're doing some cool stuff. And I'm assuming if you're listening to me talk about this, then you are doing some cool stuff at your school. There's like a need to always like one up yourself. That certainly is the case for me. Like, I always feel pressure of like, all right, cool, how do we make this bigger and better each time? And a lesson I learned in the bridge of this, when he starts talking about, it seems like yesterday when I would skate down Slack, the street I used to live on, by the way. So that's parts of the bridge. If you go and listen and come back to this, when you get to that, you're like, dude, like, we needed to just stop and not try, you know, all these other harmonies, just a double, and like, you're good. You know, sometimes like just pencil and paper and you're done, and you don't need to switch over to Google Docs or something, or kind of whatever it may end up being. And I think that one of the lessons I learned along the way in recording this album was, trying to develop the musical wisdom of when to just say like, cool, we're good, we've got it, and we don't have to make everything complex or fancy or bigger and better. And that's something I think that stuck with me. And certainly when I switched from playing music professionally to being an educator professionally, something that has always been kind of in the back of my mind is like, when do you need to just be like, dude, like, we're good. Let's move on to the next thing. Like, we've got this. We don't need to make it shiny and fancy. So I hope you enjoy the song Graduation Day. If you have any thoughts about this idea, about this series, let me know. Comment, reach out on the Twitters, on Snapchat, on iTunes. Is this the part where I'm supposed to ask you to review it? I am. That feels really weird. So, you know, if you're so inclined to do that, that would be cool. Then, you know, I don't know actually what happens. It doesn't matter that much. But, yeah, thank you for listening, and enjoy the other podcast track, Graduation Song.